Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Borderline Personality Disorder Survival Guide, Everything You Need to Know About Living with BPD, by Alexander L. Chapman, Ph.D., and Kim L. Gratz, Ph.D., forward by Perry D. Hoffman, Ph.D., narrated by Barry Abrams. Publisher's Note: This audiobook includes bonus material. Please visit Tantor.com and type Borderline Personality Disorder Survival Guide into the search box. Follow the link to the book's page, then, under the Supplemental Contents section, please enter the access code TREATMENT, and then click the Unlock button to access the bonus material. The code should be entered in all lowercase letters. Care has been taken to confirm the accuracy of the information presented and to describe generally accepted practices. However, the authors, editors, and publisher are not responsible for errors or omissions or for any consequences from application of the information in this book, and make no warranty, express or implied, with respect to the contents of the publication. The authors, editors, and publisher have exerted every effort to ensure that any drug selection and dosage set forth in this text are in accordance with current recommendations and practice at the time of publication. However, in view of ongoing research, changes in government regulations, and the constant flow of information relating to drug therapy and drug reactions, the reader is urged to check the package insert for each drug for any change in indications and dosage and for added warnings and precautions. This is particularly important when the recommended agent is a new or infrequently employed drug. Some drugs and medical devices presented in this publication may have Food and Drug Administration, FDA, clearance for limited use in restricted research settings. It is the responsibility of the healthcare provider to ascertain the FDA status of each drug or device planned for use in their clinical practice. Foreword. The borderline personality disorder community is well served with this comprehensive guide by Dr. Alex Chapman and Dr. Kim Gratz, The Borderline Personality Disorder Survival Guide, Everything You Need to Know About Living with BPD. Key in the coming of age of all illnesses, medical or psychiatric, is the dissemination of current information. BPD is no exception. But the considerable controversy and confusion surrounding BPD make for a challenge in educating people about the disorder that goes beyond the multiple challenges of the disorder itself. Doctors Chapman and Gratz have met the task head on. One can sense the intensive discussions that must have accompanied this joint undertaking. It is no simple feat to present complex issues in a highly readable yet medically sound work. This collaboration offers readers up-to-date, research-based information and addresses the controversies in a clear and direct way. The author's respectful tone is consistent throughout each well-defined chapter. This respect for their reader and passion for their topic has generated a book for the sufferers, not about the sufferers. The conversational style brings an immediacy that masks the depth of the author's thinking. This stance has skillfully ensured that the book will serve a wide audience. It provides a breadth of information that makes it an excellent resource for others affected by BPD. Achieving such balance makes the Borderline Personality Disorder Survival Guide a valued handbook for the entire BPD community, people with BPD, family members, and clinicians. The word guide in the title sums up the purpose of the book: to provide a BPD roadmap. From the start, the reader is oriented to the journey. The first part provides information and data on BPD, while the second outlines treatment recommendations, with both sections offering education and practical, hands-on support. In Chapter 1, for example, the reader is given a clear, easily understandable picture of BPD. With this picture also come words of caution urging the reader to seek professional consultation for an accurate assessment, and thus not to jump to conclusions. The reader is then referred to Chapter 7, which lists appropriate steps in locating help. This kind of equilibrium permeates the book. The authors offer guidance and then explain how to carry out the recommendations. This balanced approach extends to the discussion of the cause of the disorder, an issue that often creates great controversy. Doctors Chapman and Gratz write that, along with biological factors, stressful life experiences can be involved. Their non-judgmental stance neither ignores nor vilifies the impact of parenting. For example, consider the concept of the invalidating argument proposed by Marcia M. Linehan, Ph.D. An invalidating argument at home or at school, including encounters with family members and peers, can be as relevant to the development of BPD as severe sexual or physical abuse. Nothing ever should minimize such invalidating experiences. However, supported by cited research, the authors duly note that this type of environment alone is not sufficient to cause BPD, and therefore, other factors need to be taken into account. Similarly, again with a no-blame attitude, the authors note that exact factors that promote and further the disorder cannot be pinpointed, but they identify and delineate several theories. Doctors Chapman and Gratz provide research references throughout the book, ensuring that readers have access to evidence-based information. In the chapter on medication, often a confusing issue, they give the reader a pros and cons model. Not only is the research outlined, there is psychoeducation on topics such as types of studies and the use of placebos. This user-friendly chapter makes a complicated subject more manageable, enabling the reader to make educated and informed decisions. The book's lively, interactive sense is in part due to the examples and metaphors and the stories of people with BPD. These give images that are readily understood and can be felt by the reader. There is compassion and empathy here, as well as extensive expertise. Doctors Chapman and Gratz are both accomplished researchers and experts in the treatment of BPD. As a result, in this book, they blend scientific information with their hands-on experience, resulting in information and examples that will resonate with a broad audience. Of note, both authors have received the Young Investigators Award from the National Education Alliance for BPD, Dr. Gratz in 2005, Dr. Chapman in 2007, for their stellar contributions to the research and treatment of BPD. Drs. Chapman and Gratz deserve hearty congratulations. They have provided a rightful balance between hope and long-term concerns for those affected by this difficult disorder. Their style is empowering in all 12 chapters in this book, and they address the most salient topics on a difficult but highly treatable disorder. Perry D. Hoffman, Ph.D. Introduction, Orientation, and User's Guide. Jane was 14 years old when she first cut herself. That morning had started off as a pretty normal one. Jane had gone to school and hung out with some friends. During lunch, her friend Randy had been teasing her about her recent breakup with her boyfriend.
"Jane, it looks like you're not cut out to have a boyfriend. Maybe you should get a cat."
On her way home, Jane couldn't stop thinking about Randy's comments. As she walked, she became increasingly scared, ashamed, and angry. With each step, Jane felt as if she were losing herself, and she feared that she would never be able to stop feeling like this. By the time she got home, she was so overwhelmed that she pushed past her parents, rushed up to her room, locked her door, and desperately tried to figure out a way to release her feelings before she exploded. She couldn't come up with anything that would help, and she impulsively grabbed a shard of glass from a cup she had accidentally broken the day before. People with borderline personality disorder, BPD, struggle with their emotions, their behaviors, and their sense of identity, as well as their relationships with other people. Because they are in such emotional turmoil, they often result to coping strategies that seem to work in the moment but actually make their problems worse, such as suicide attempts, self-harm, or drug use. Indeed, people with BPD sometimes careen through life as if they're driving a 350-horsepower car with no brakes. They often act on the spur of the moment without thinking things through carefully. As a result, their relationships and responsibilities may suffer. Emotionally, people with BPD are like burn victims, extremely sensitive to even the slightest hint of an emotion, and yet so afraid of their emotions that they seek to do anything and everything they can to avoid them. BPD has received an explosion of interest lately, both from researchers and the popular media. Researchers are examining what causes BPD, when and how people recover from BPD, the brain areas involved in BPD, and the treatments that help people with BPD lead fulfilling and satisfying lives. In the past couple of years alone, articles in both the New York Times and Oh! The Oprah magazine featured Dr. Marsha Linehan's groundbreaking work on dialectical behavior therapy for BPD. What's more, popular movies such as Girl Interrupted have featured characters with BPD, and television shows such as Beverly Hills 90210 and Seventh Heaven have featured characters who injure themselves, a symptom that sometimes occurs in BPD. You might be asking yourself, why is BPD such a hot topic now? A better question is, what took so long? People with BPD experience intense emotional pain. They struggle with unrelenting chaos in their relationships with other people, feelings of emptiness, aloneness, and desperation, and a confused sense of who they are and where they are going in life. Indeed, up to 10% of people with BPD commit suicide, a rate that is over 50 times that of the general population. Yet despite all of this, many people with BPD do not receive the support they need. BPD also influences the lives of family members, friends, and caregivers. If a chemist were to concoct a potion that would create stress, concern, and heartbreak among loved ones, this potion would probably look a lot like BPD. It is heartbreaking and scary when someone you love talks about or attempts suicide. Trying to help someone with BPD overcome emotional turmoil is like being dropped into a fighter jet going full speed and not knowing how or where to land it. The powerful emotions and sensitivity of people with BPD can be exciting and intense. People with BPD can be dramatic and charismatic, and they are often quite caring and understanding. Nevertheless, caring for someone with BPD is like trying to hold on to the sun. The emotional intensity of a person with BPD can singe and char relationships. Further, people with BPD often become swallowed by grief or sadness, leaving the caregiver or family member in the dark about what to do. Many people with BPD and their loved ones do not know how to understand the difficulties they struggle with on a daily basis, or where to turn for help. Although there is a smattering of information available online, the internet can be a confusing and treacherous place for someone who is suffering, with misinformation and websites offering dangerous advice, such as those that promote self-harm and eating disordered behaviors lurking around every corner. Where else can someone with BPD go to get useful information? Two sources that contain a lot of information are treatment manuals and research papers. However, these sources can be very difficult to use and understand if you are not a therapist or a researcher, and especially if you don't have a therapist or someone with expertise to help you. It is critical for people struggling with BPD to have up-to-date, accurate, and accessible information on the problems they are facing and on where to turn to get help. Therefore, we wrote this book in order to give people with BPD an easy-to-follow roadmap to guide them through the maze of their problems. This book will be especially helpful if any of the following statements describe you. You have been diagnosed with BPD and want to learn more about the disorder. You think that you may have BPD and want to figure out what to do. You harm yourself, experience emotional turmoil, and want to learn helpful coping skills. You are in therapy or take medications and want to learn more about BPD, its causes, and the things you can do to help yourself. You care for or treat someone with BPD, and you want a comprehensible source of information that tells you exactly what BPD is all about. How to navigate this book. Throughout this book, we answer many questions you might have if you struggle with BPD or similar problems. For instance, there is a lot of confusion about the term borderline personality disorder. In Chapter 1, we describe what we mean by this term and where the idea for this disorder came from in the first place. We also describe how mental health professionals diagnose people with BPD. We hope this chapter will provide you with the information you need in order to understand the nature of BPD. Unfortunately, and this is probably not news to you, mental health problems carry a huge social stigma. In the days of the ancient Greeks, people with mental health problems were seen as having an imbalance of bodily fluids, too much black bile, for example. From the Middle Ages through the 19th century, people attributed mental illness to poor moral character, demonic possession, or other factors. As late as the 1800s, people believed that abnormalities in the shape of the skull caused mental illness. It's true, there was an entire field of study devoted to skull shapes, called phrenology. Although we are now more sophisticated in our thinking about mental illness, people who act in a way that is different from what society thinks of as normal are often rejected, ostracized, and judged. This is true not only for people with mental illness, but also for those with differences in racial or ethnic identity, sexual orientation, and cultural or religious practices. Social stigma definitely affects those with BPD. Many of the problems that go along with having BPD strike a nerve with people in Western culture. For instance, if you have BPD, you might have more difficulty than the average person does when your relationships end. You might even try desperately to stop other people from leaving you. This behavior, although understandable, can rub others the wrong way, because many people in our society have been taught to value independence and to look negatively upon people who are too dependent. Suicidal and self-harm behaviors are often incredibly shocking, scary, and puzzling to people who have never had experience with these behaviors. Society also rejects people who use a lot of drugs or alcohol, get too angry, express emotions too strongly, or seem out of control. Unfortunately, this is the same mix of problems that often goes along with BPD. As a result, sometimes the very people they turn to for help, family, friends, and even therapists, reject people with BPD. We feel strongly that there is a need to combat the stigma associated with BPD. We have devoted Chapter 2 to challenging myths about BPD and, we hope, reducing stigma. If you struggle with BPD or know someone who does, you probably have many questions about what causes these problems in the first place. Indeed, it is important to be knowledgeable about the causes of your problems. If you were a cancer patient, you would want to know exactly how you got cancer and what the best treatment might be. Fortunately, researchers have focused lots of time and energy on learning more about the causes of BPD, and some answers are starting to emerge. In general, we now know that people develop BPD from a combination of heredity, personality traits related to emotionality or impulsivity, and stressful events experienced while growing up. In Chapter 3, we discuss some likely causes of BPD. When you are struggling, it is essential to have hope that things will improve in the future. Unfortunately, the term personality disorder does nothing to foster hope. This term makes it sound like you've got a black spot on your soul that will never be removed. Fortunately,
We know that this is not true. Research findings have indicated that people with BPD can and do get better over time. What's more, with treatment, people with BPD can make amazing changes in their lives. In Chapter 4, we summarize the current knowledge about the recovery time for those with BPD, as well as which symptoms seem to get better over time and which ones tend to stick around. Now, one important thing to keep in mind about BPD is that it comes with a lot of extra baggage. That is, many people with BPD have other problems and may meet criteria for other diagnoses. For instance, many people with BPD suffer from depression, anxiety disorders, eating disorders, and/or drug and alcohol problems. People with BPD are also at risk for suicide attempts, self-harm, and other self-destructive behaviors. In Chapters 5 and 6, we describe and discuss the problems that go along with having BPD. In Part 2 of this book, we change our focus. Part 1, Chapters 1 through 6, focuses on providing information about BPD, but Part 2 is intended to help you figure out how to get help for BPD. We know that when you are suffering, struggling with overwhelming emotions, and dealing with a seemingly unending barrage of problems on a daily basis, it can be difficult to figure out how to get help. Part 2 will assist you in the process of finding the help you need. One of the best ways to do this is to seek help from a mental health professional who treats people with BPD, or the problems that go along with BPD. In Chapter 7, we give you concrete suggestions and practical information on how to find people who can make sense of your problems and suggest a course of action. We also explain what to expect from therapy should you choose to go. Of course, while you are seeking help for BPD or any other condition, it is important to be aware of the treatment options and to know what treatments seem to work best. For instance, it is common knowledge that antibiotics work best for bacterial illnesses and are not advisable for viral illnesses. If you were suffering from viral pneumonia and your doctor prescribed antibiotics, you would want to know that this might not be the best treatment for you. Similarly, you'll need to know which BPD treatments are most useful. In Chapters 8 and 9, we discuss a couple of psychological treatments that have been found to help people with BPD. Dialectical behavior therapy and mentalization-based treatment. Then in Chapter 10, we describe common medications used to treat BPD, and we discuss how well these medications seem to work. We also provide some guidance regarding making decisions about medications, questions to ask your physician, and how to monitor whether your medication is working. Whether you are already in treatment, seeking treatment, or fed up with your current treatment, you may want to know about some coping skills that help people with BPD. In Chapters 11 and 12, we describe coping skills that can be very helpful to you. Remember that self-help alone is probably not enough to enable you to overcome your life problems. However, practicing some useful coping skills can help you to manage your emotions, Chapter 12, and stay alive, Chapter 11 deals with suicidal thoughts, as you explore your treatment options. As you read, you'll notice that we have included some examples of people who have struggled with problems related to BPD. Some of these examples are hypothetical, and others are based on our own experiences with people who have BPD. When we have included examples based on actual individuals, we have modified the information in order to protect the individual's identities. We wrote this book as a guide to help people with BPD understand and get help for their problems. You may find that starting at the beginning and reading through to the end is the most helpful way to use the book. That way, you will learn all about BPD before you read about how to seek help and cope with some of your problems. But you could also use it as you would a user's manual, by checking out certain sections for information as needed. We hope that this book provides you with the information you need to tackle the problems that go along with BPD so you can move forward in your life, heading in the directions that are most important to you. Part 1. What is borderline personality disorder?
Chapter 1. What is Borderline Personality Disorder? Wendy walked through the door to the therapist's office. She was ready to make a change in her life. She couldn't go on living like this any longer. Although she was incredibly sensitive, intelligent, and kind, Wendy had been living her life as if she were behind the wheel of a huge truck, careening through neighborhoods, driving over lawns, and crashing into lampposts. She had looked up borderline personality disorder on the internet and was ready to find out whether this was the problem she'd been struggling with for so long. We have devoted this chapter to giving you a clear, easily understandable picture of BPD. If you think that you or someone close to you might have BPD, it is helpful to know exactly what this means. In this chapter, we describe the features and symptoms of BPD. We clarify exactly what borderline personality disorder means, describe each of the 9 different symptoms that are part of this disorder, and explain how professionals diagnose this disorder. We also provide some information on the history of BPD. Before you start reading this chapter, it is important for you to know that you can't diagnose yourself with BPD. Although you might read about some of the symptoms of BPD and think, "That's me," you must see a professional, a psychologist, a psychiatrist, or someone else who diagnoses psychiatric disorders to figure out whether you actually have BPD. Trying to diagnose yourself with a psychiatric disorder is much like trying to diagnose yourself with cancer or heart disease. You need a professional to do it, because you most likely don't have the tools, skills, or objective viewpoint necessary to make the diagnosis. Moreover, if you made the wrong diagnosis, you might not get the right kind of help. We have met with several people who thought they had BPD, but turned out to have some other disorder, like depression, bipolar disorder, or post-traumatic stress disorder. Just as the recommended treatments for cancer are different from those for heart disease, each psychological or emotional disorder requires a different treatment. Therefore, you'll need to make sure your diagnosis is accurate, and the only way to do this is to see a professional. So use this chapter to learn what BPD is all about and to get a better understanding of the symptoms of this disorder. Then, if you want to figure out whether you have BPD, go and see someone who can make a professional diagnosis. See Chapter 7 for guidance on how to do this. Psychiatric disorders, personality disorders, and BPD. The Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, DSM-4TR, American Psychiatric Association, 2000, is like a recipe book used by mental health professionals that lists the essential ingredients for particular psychological or emotional problems. Within this recipe book are 2 main types of psychiatric disorders: clinical disorders and personality disorders. According to the DSM-4TR, BPD is a psychiatric disorder that fits within a larger category of personality disorders. Clinical disorders. One type of psychiatric disorder is a clinical disorder or syndrome. Examples of these disorders include depression, anxiety disorders such as panic disorder, generalized anxiety disorder, or social anxiety disorder, and schizophrenia. These disorders are seen as syndromes that people develop at various points in their lives. Some of these disorders may last for only a short period and have symptoms that improve quite quickly with treatment, such as panic disorder, whereas others are generally more long-lasting and debilitating, such as schizophrenia. Personality disorders. The other main type of psychiatric disorder is a personality disorder. So, what is a personality disorder? The idea here is that we all have typical ways of acting, feeling, thinking, and relating to the world, which make up our personality. Whenever you say, "He or she is a real character," you are really referring to that person's personality or typical way of acting or relating to the world. A personality disorder is simply a long-lasting pattern of relating to the world that doesn't work very well. In addition,
These problems cause great distress and may create difficulties in relationships or lead to problems reaching goals in life, such as goals involving getting or keeping a desired job. There are many different
sample complete. Ready to continue?